Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life podcast. My name is Michelle Burkhardt, and I'm your host. Welcome. All right, so today's title is Fear Kills. If you're a loyal listener of this podcast, you know we talk a lot about fear, don't we? So one of the things that is out there in the coaching space is talking about fears and limiting beliefs. Some people talk about it in parts, and there's various other different ways of referring to it. So it doesn't matter what you call it, though. We need to have an understanding or awareness of what's happening. Now, some people say, let's fight your fear, right? But as you all know, whatever you fight, you give energy to, right? It's kind of like if a little child is misbehaving and you focus on the misbehavior, guess what you're going to get? Well, more of the same, because you just reinforced it, right? It goes back to Ralph Waldo Emerson when he said, where your focus goes, your energy flows, okay? So having this understanding of whatever you're focusing on, that's what you're going to get more of. It's that law of attraction. So when you say that I want to fight my fear, well, get ready to have more fear, right? So then we've done episodes in the past where we've talked about bringing your fear to tea, right? So having tea with your fear. So sitting down with your fear and saying, fear, tell me everything I need to know about whatever this thing is that I'm trying to do. And thank your fear because it's there for a reason. It's like a messenger, a helper, a partner, right? It's a friend. And then you take what fear just told you, and instead of saying, oh no, look at all this stuff that I need to be worried about, you say, no. All right, here's my plan. Here's my action steps. Right? So let's talk about fear and ego and pride. All right. Kind of three parts of the same animal, if you will. Okay. A little bit different, but very similar. So we're going to bring them all into this fear kills episode. So fear, ego, and pride. Now, these are very destructive energies. So if you understand the science behind Dr. David Hawkins' work, you can look him up. I don't even know how many books he's had, but he's done a ton of scientific research. He's actually gone from us now. He's one of my old dead guys, but he's done a lot of research on consciousness, on awareness, on energy levels, especially in relation to emotions. Emotions in the individual and emotions in the collective. So like a city or a group or something like that. So fascinating stuff, by the way. But if you understand that fear, ego, and pride, first of all, they are higher in energy and awareness than, let's say, shame, apathy, and grief. So if you have someone who's in a deep shame place, rising up into this fear, ego, and pride is actually giving them energy to kind of do something about it. So if you have someone who previously was in victim mentality, when they get this sense of, usually they call it being a survivor, right? They're rising up through the emotions. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. However, you want to keep rising. Because if you just get to that fear, ego, and pride place, in my opinion, it's just not good enough. So, for example, oftentimes I'll talk to survivors of, usually women of, physical, emotional, sexual abuse. And they get to this point where the pride is so destructive, and the anger and everything, it's all centered around their abusers. Right? So it's not used as fuel to, learn something or to do something different. It's used to fight someone else, right? Now, again, there's nothing wrong with that. That is perfectly fine at that level of awareness. However, we want to increase in our level of awareness and getting to the place where, I'm just going to say this. And so if you're in that place that I just described, there is an opportunity for you to work on forgiveness. And forgiveness has nothing to do with your abuser and everything to do with your peace. Okay. And that's a whole nother podcast. You can go check out some other podcasts on forgiveness if you'd like. But what I'm saying is that energy is very destructive. It actually will cause harm in your physical body. If you keep it in, especially, you know, flavor it all with a healthy dose of, or unhealthy dose of bitterness, you're going to end up with some physical issues, maybe emotional and mental issues to match. In some way, that energy that's not being processed is going to destroy you. It may not happen right now. It may be that you just die 20 years earlier than you were supposed to. Okay? So let's talk about, first of all, each one of those, fear, ego, and pride, is not necessarily bad. So let's flesh that out just a little bit. Okay, so we just talked about fear could be your partner, right? Or it could be the thing that limits you. So it can be your friend telling you what you need to know, your messenger, your guide, if you will. Or it can be the thing that stops you in your tracks. Now you get to decide what that is. Many people, when they come upon a fear, they see it as, they come up to a stoplight. You know, you've got red, yellow, and green. And they see the fear as red. Like, I have to stop. I can't do anything here. It's not really a red, though. It's a yellow. And so yellow is really important because it means, hey, pay attention. Slow down. Something's happening here. You might want to pay attention to this for a minute. Right? And so yellow is really important. Here's the thing. You don't just stop at red and not, like, that's it. Okay? That's what a lot of people will say. Oh, I can't do this because X, Y, and Z. Anything after the because is their fear. But if you look at it as, this is a very significant and meaningful yellow light for me, I'm going to pause. I'm going to pay attention to fear. Fear is saying, hey, dummy, don't do this part. Do it like this. Okay? That's important. And then after that, you'll get the green light to go. Okay? So again, fear isn't bad. It's what you do with it. Now, let's talk about ego, right? Ego, you know, this is another thing. Everybody tries to say, kill your ego, fight your ego. I'm like, no, don't do that. I don't know how much you know about your ego, but here's the thing. Your ego helps you get out of bed in the morning. Your ego helps you get to work, helps you take care of your kids. Like, whatever you have in your daily life that you need motivation for, your ego helps you with that. So please do not fight or kill your ego. You'll be in other problems. However, your ego is like a 5-year-old child left in a candy store that can get themselves in trouble. So you do need to guide your ego a little bit, right? So many people use their ego for force, control, and manipulation. We do this in relationships all the time, and I'm saying we because I'm noticing this about myself. You know, it doesn't have to be overt. Like, it doesn't have to be abuse or a narcissist kind of dynamic. It can be very subtle or passive aggressive, right? But somehow we want our way to be the way, right? So when parents are, you know, hovering over their children, they're using their ego as control or force with that child. If you're a boss or in an authority figure place like a teacher or something like that, you can also do that. So it's very important if you're in any sort of position to influence other people that you're constantly checking your motive, you're constantly checking your why. Okay? Another reason why I'm trying to be very consistent with my energy as I'm recording podcasts lately is if I'm not in the right place, you know, if I feel like I'm in an egoic place for whatever reason, because I've like forgotten myself, right? Then I really don't want to be recording a podcast for you. It's an integrity thing for me. So your ego is not bad or wrong, but what are you doing with it? Are you using your ego to, you know, keep people from being free, to tell them what to do, to be attached to them in a relationship, like a codependent kind of a thing? Or are you using your ego to be free yourselves and allow other people? So again, not bad or wrong, just how are you using that particular tool? Same thing with pride. Pride can be this sense of accomplishment, fulfillment in life, right? My daughter Hannah is, here in the next few weeks going to be graduating from high school. Yay, awesome. Moving away to college, even better. But you get to that place and you're like, it's a sense of accomplishment. You want to feel that sense of pride about that, right? I even think about kids who are, they're not privileged, right? They don't come from backgrounds that can really support them in the next step of their life. And so, maybe they come from, the places that I lived when I was a kid. People would call it the hood. Yep, that's where I lived. 8 Mile, Detroit, you got it. And you might not have had the opportunities that other people did. So maybe one of your choices was to go to the military, right? And so you're coming from an environment that is very low in awareness, it has a lot of issues and problems, and you come into the military and all of a sudden you've got this sense of pride, right? I'm not only a part of something bigger than myself, I'm not only doing something that it has structure, it has routine, I'm getting a regular paycheck, I'm like moving up in the world, That's awesome. So that's a really good use of pride. But here's the problem. Here's when pride becomes very, very, very destructive. When you start to use that sense of pride as a weapon against other people. So when you use, and I see this all the time, when you use your degrees that you have. Listen, I have 4 higher ed degrees. I'm a doctor. I don't go around, even when people call me doctor, if they know me, they know they're calling me Dr. B, right? Like I don't place, yes, of course that was significant and meaningful to me. Yes, I did it in all kinds of different 4 reasons. I'm using it, absolutely. But I'm not going around and beating people over the head with it. Usually you only see it on a slide if I'm doing a PowerPoint for a keynote because somebody in that room that gives me credibility with them, okay? But I've seen it where people use their degrees and look down at other people because they don't have them. That's ridiculous. I've also seen the opposite, where people look down on people who do have degrees. A lot of entrepreneurs will do that. That's ridiculous. I look, at people who, have maybe come out of the hood and are in the military, and now they're looking back at kids they grew up with. And they're blaming and shaming and ridiculing them for things. I'm like, buddy, that's ridiculous. You're using your pride against that other person, right? So there's nothing wrong with a sense of accomplishment in what you've done, but just make sure you're not using it as a weapon against another person. So the point of what I'm sharing with you today, fear can kill, but you have choices. You have choices about how to use your fear, your ego, and your pride. Pay attention. Pay attention to what your current patterns are. When fear comes, what's your relationship with fear? What's your relationship with ego? What about pride? Okay? And check your motive. Have an intention for each one of these. So say to yourself, okay, when fear comes, I am going to sit with it and I'm going to see what it says to me. Okay? Just practice that. And if you know of someone that is really, really filled with fear, ego, and pride, man, if you can't, stay away from them. I think about, what was the show? The Western show. I think I've referenced this before. 1886? Something like that. One of the ones that leads up to Yellowstone. Anyway, the pioneers. So there's towards the end, I think there was a statement that basically said, her father had told her that, whenever you're around people that are in fear, stay away from them because people in fear make choices that put themselves and others in danger. And that's what I think about with fear, ego, and pride. When somebody is really stuck in that one, like, I love you, but I have got to love you from afar because whatever's going to happen to you in that state, I don't want it to happen to me. So consider that. All right. Don't want to keep you too much longer. I will say that in the description, we will put the link for the various events and things that we have coming up. Check it out. Maybe it will help you deal with some of your fear and your ego and your pride. Happy discovering about yourself, okay? Awesome. All right. So with that, I release you into the wild. Go forth and prosper. Have an amazing day. We'll catch you next time. All right. Bye-bye.